honey. I have some bad news. They decided to cancel the rhombicube octahedron drop this year. I know. Shh, it's okay. Are you alright? Yeah. I'm disappointed too. How can they just do this? It's the event of the season! Apparently, attendance has been declining over the past 9 years, and they just couldn't justify the costs anymore. Right? It's so stupid. Who doesn't want to watch an Archimedean solid with 8 triangular and 18 square faces meet its date with gravity? What's a better New Year's Eve than that? Yeah, any New Year's Eve spent with you is great, but it just won't be the same without our favorite polyhedron there. Our lives will now be so much more lacking in octahedral symmetry. Shh, it's okay. You can cry. I promise it will be all right. You'll be okay. Wanna know how I know? It's because I bought the Sphoctagon. I know you like the rhombicube octahedron a lot better, but Sphoctagon just rolls off the tongue. Anyway, that's not important right now. Honey, we are now the proud owners of the rich man's Rubik's Cube. Don't worry so much about the cost. It was a steal, I swear. Well, a steal for what we're getting. This kind of geometric beauty is priceless. Besides, when else are we going to have the opportunity to buy a Sphoctagon? Look, the city council set up a very reasonable payment plan. We'll be fine. Just think of it like having a kid, except better because it doesn't cry and is much more symmetrical. I didn't really think of where we were going to put it. Maybe the front yard? It could be like a lawn ornament. I bet the neighbors will love it. They won't hate us. Oh, they won't hate us. If the neighbors let Old Man Jenkins keep his entire 300-piece gnome collection in his yard, they certainly won't have a problem with somebody proudly displaying the world's greatest polyhedron. Maybe it will be the star of the neighborhood. Nobody will even want to put Christmas decorations on anymore because they can't compete with our Sphoctagon. I am not delusional. I am just a lover of good geometry. Besides, I know you love it too. Admit it. Nuh-uh. Don't try hiding that smile. Ha. I knew I was right. Oh, don't worry. There is a million things we could do with it. We don't have to limit ourselves to dropping it once a year. We could paint it different colors for different holidays, and we could charge kids for opportunities to sit down on top of it, and we could cut a hole in the side of it and turn it into a clubhouse. The possibilities are endless. And we could sneak behind it after dark and... Ow! I'm kidding! We don't actually have to do that unless you really want to have the best answer to what's the weirdest place you've done it. Anyway, we don't have to decide what to do with it now. I just hope that you're at least a little excited that I bought it. Good. And I'm happy to have a new project to work on with you. That's all that really matters. We can worry about the details tomorrow. Tonight, let's just bask in the glory of our new ill-advised purchase.